My daughter Courtney is a twin, an identical twin. She lost her fight for her life when she was 20 days old.
And I understand that you've had some complaints about your bench.
When Courtney passed away, we decided to get her ashes scattered, and we put a memorial bench into Rozelle, where we scattered her ashes. And around 6 months ago, we put up a vase and we place fresh flowers in the vase each week. That's just one of our rituals. We really enjoy getting up and making sure our bench is well maintained, spending time with Courtney. And recently we've had a complaint put in that there's a vase on her bench.
What is this vase like?
It's a plastic vase which is cable tied to the side of her bench to keep her flowers fresh, sorry. That's got we just regularly change it, fresh water, fresh flowers. It says on it special daughter. And you know that to us we can't see any harm in having a plastic vase to keep our flowers very fresh.
And when you say us, you've still got Courtney's twin, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. We've got Courtney's twin sister Caitlin, and we've also got another wee boy, Harris, who's 7 months old.
What do you think about the person who's put in this
We're
complaint?
appalled. I'm absolutely disgusted. It's beyond words how we feel. It's Courtney and Caitlin's second birthday, next Saturday, Christmas Eve, and these people, I mean, I'm really struggling, and these people have put in a complaint about a bench, which is ludicrous. You know, there's it's nothing short of appalling. Why would you waste your time and energy putting in a complaint about a harmless vase which we can place beautiful flowers in our daughter's memory? I'm so hurt. I don't even know how to word how hurt. As a family, not just myself, my husband, my mother, everybody, we're so hurt. It's disgraceful.
This vase isn't stopping anyone from sitting
Oh,
on.
absolutely not. No, it's in the very corner of her bench, which is it's cable tied to the very corner. It's not taking up even 20 centimeters of the bench. You know, there's nothing in it.
And you followed all of the council's rules when you put the bench there in the first place?
Absolutely. We contacted them before we done anything. You know, we made sure that everything was above board. We ordered the bench, we paid for the bench in full. The council's not contributed a penny towards the bench, it's completely ours. Yeah, we followed every single policy that they had in place.
And when you say that you maintain the bench, what is it that you and your daughter do?
We go up to the bench. I usually visit most days, and I make sure that it's all clean. I take my baby wipes every single time. I like to make sure it's clean, make sure our flowers are okay, make sure there's water in our flowers. She's got plants either side, make sure they're okay, that there's no leaves lying in the bench. We just generally maintain it. My daughter enjoys when it's dry sitting on her sister's bench, giving her plaque a wee kiss. You know, she helps me put the flowers in. It's such a comfort to our family to have such a place to honour our daughter.
And like you said, it's coming up to Christmas. It's already a hard time for anyone who's lost
Oh
anybody,
yeah.
let alone a child.
Oh, it's you should never have to deal with your own. You know, that's shouldn't be that way. Unfortunately, it has been, and I just wish that people would let us respect our daughter.
Were you planning on putting anything there for Courtney's birthday?
Yep, we always called her Rainbow Baby. That was our name for her, and I have bought rainbow roses that I was hoping to put in her bench at her vase to keep them for her birthday. I have got wreaths for her Christmas. I was hoping to put up a balloon. You know, why not? She's going to be 2 years old. Every kid loves a balloon. And the now the way the council's dealt with it, I'm unsure. I don't know what to do. We're just absolutely devastated at this that this has came about.
And what's the like the support been?
The support has been amazing. I put a post on Facebook last night hoping that a couple of friends would see how distraught us as a family were, and it's went viral. There has been so many people who's commented. They've actually asked me to start a petition, which we have done. We've set one up to put it towards the council to say, this is the objection. You've had one person complain and you have asked us to remove this. It's not happening. That's our daughter. That's her bench, a property which we have paid for. It's not happening.
So you're adamant you're not taking...
It's not going. I will fight the council the full way. I'll take it to the head of the council. I'll go to my MPs. I'll go to the councillors. I will make sure that my daughter can have a vase that can get flowers in it. I can't buy her presents. I can't buy her dollies. I can't buy her gifts that you'd normally buy a two-year-old. All I can give her is a nice, nice bunch of flowers each week. And for somebody to try and deny me of that, it won't happen. I can guarantee you.
And how are things looking for the family at Christmas just now?
It's hard. It's always hard. But Christmas is... You know, it's not a nice time to try and live your life without one of your own. And to be dealt this blow at this time of year especially, it's horrendous. It's so, so hurtful for this to happen to us, and for the council to take that on and to even as much as acknowledge that complaint, send us an email and ask us to remove it is beyond crazy. No, it's not happening.
Does Caitlin understand what's going on?
Fortunately, she does now. Absolutely, fortunately, she doesn't. And we're going to try and keep her as innocent in all this and her brother as we can. She will be taking flowers up to her sister's bench. We will be taking flowers up to her sister's bench, and they will be going in a vase to make them last for the full week, as they have been doing. But no, she's fortunately now completely unaware. I just thank everybody so, so much for the shares, for the likes, for the comments, for all the support. You know, it's absolutely been overwhelming. You know, it's one person who's complained, but for the hundreds of people that's helped and commented and things, it's restored a bit of faith in humanity.
They're helping you get through it.
It's helping us cope a bit, yeah. Yeah, once we get more answers, because I won't leave this lie.